Hello, it's Tuesday, December 6th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. We're just listening to some music that's not going to make it to the end of the show today.
No kidding. We like a lot of rock and roll, but some of it just can't be called appropriate for political radio.
Now, well, if there's anything we want to be known for here at Wing TV, it's being fair. In other words, when there's something going on that we don't like or agree with, we obviously come out here on this show and tell you about it. On the other hand, we like to tell you also the things that are going right and the people that are doing good.
Absolutely, and there are some very good people in this so-called movement and within the alternative media.
One of them is Mr. Frank Whalen, who hosts a show on RBN called Frankly Speaking. We're a guest on his show this morning for an hour. And when he calls his show the fastest 4 hours in radio, he's not exaggerating, because in that hour, it seemed like it was over in, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, and for those of you who maybe don't think about this on a regular basis or at all, think of what it takes to fill 4 hours of radio, even 1 hour.
Yeah, and this isn't just him reading from a phone book. This is quality, good news information. And the things he talks about, very few others in the alternative media are discussing. One of them is the Iranian bourse, this new type of currency where they're going to switch to a euro-based currency to purchase oil. And the ramifications to the United States is so huge
that
it can't be overemphasized.
Their intention is to convert it. But the United States has a different goal in mind, of course.
Right. It's tentatively set for March of next year. And as Frank Whalen points out, coincidentally, it seems like that's when they're saying that Iran is going to have their nuclear capability. So is that a little bit too eerie for you, Lisa, that one coincides with the other?
Well, what it tells me is that we're about to launch into a world war now based upon the lies of 9/11.
Right, and we saw the same thing happen in Iraq. We didn't invade Iraq because of weapons of mass destruction. We didn't invade because of Osama bin Laden. We certainly didn't invade because we wanted their people to have freedom and liberty. And we didn't invade because of Osama bin Laden. We invaded because Saddam Hussein switched over to the euro.
Right.
And the powers that be, the international bankers, were so mortified that other countries would follow suit that they had to put the kibosh on that immediately.
Right. Iraq was and is a petrodollar war, and any invasion of Iran would be considered the second petrodollar war.
Right. And the first thing we did after invading Iraq was that the United States set up a central bank, switched over from the euro to the dollar, and linked directly to the Federal Reserve Bank in Washington, D.C. That was the first thing they did. So you tell us what this war is all about.
Right, and it doesn't look like we have much to look forward to with as far as progress regarding not having a war with Iran, because in the next few months they have plans, don't they?
Yeah, this is only 3 months away, and as we were discussing with Frank, is that when you bring Israel into the equation, what happens if there's some kind of 9/11 type attack on Israel, or say one of our ships in the Persian Gulf is USS Libertied, and it's all blamed on Iran, they'll use the same wag the dog, the same patriotic hysteria to get people all riled up for this war and say, well, we just can't ignore Iran now. Look, they're going to blow the whole world up with nukes.
And Israel's beating the drum hard for us to invade Iran.
So if you're out there in the mornings and you're listening to radio from 7 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, tune in to Frankly Speaking Radio with Frank Whalen. We have to commend John Statmiller at RBN for carrying 4 hours of Frank Whalen. And as we said on the show today, this is about as good as it gets. So tune into this guy and check out what he's doing, because he is one of the gems in this alternative media.
I heartily agree with that. And there are other people in the alternative media doing good things. Sam and Trish Britton of theinformationcorner.com. They focus a lot on the UN and the machinations going on with that, and Visigoth
from
Visigoth.com.
Yeah, we're going to appear on his show again in a couple more weeks and talk about, I believe, Flight 93 again. So go to our radio A-list. These are the ones that aren't the company men. These are the ones that aren't in the containment press. And They're doing good work. So we want to be fair. We want to show both sides of the picture. And I also want to comment, Lisa, on an email that I received about my article about Dave Von Kleist and the pods yesterday. Now, this individual was very thoughtful in his email. He was well-intentioned. So I'm not talking about it to slam him. But he said, well, maybe both you and Von Kleist are correct in your assertions, that the crux issue, of course, is the controlled demolition. But, he said, what if the pods were used to carry extra fuel to create this big fireball Hollywood effect on the morning of 9/11 when it hit the towers? What do you think of that?
I think what we've said many times is it doesn't matter what was on the airplane or strapped to the airplane or attached to the airplane. It didn't bring the towers down.
Right.
But it was controlled demolition that brought the towers down, and it's something that we can prove using physics and mathematics.
Also, by best estimates, when the South Tower was hit on the morning of 9/11, the airliner was carrying approximately 10,000 gallons of fuel. Now, do you think 10,000 gallons of fuel is enough to create a big fireball? Well, of course
sure.
It is. Why do they need to put more fuel in a little pod?
If that was the case, the amount that would be able to be enclosed in a pod in the undercarriage would be so negligible.
Right.
How would that add to the fireball in any significant way?
Right. And a good way to test this, even though none of us will be able to, is get 10,000 gallons of jet fuel and set it on fire all at the same time.
Probably not a good idea. We don't suggest you get 10,000 gallons of jet fuel.
But if you do it, you'll see what kind of a fireball is created. So you don't need a little pod. So this person, they tried. They tried, but see, they still are so... They want to just justify this pod by any means necessary, but it's not necessary.
There's no justifying the pod. The pod is not a crux issue. The pod is junk science. That's
right.
What it is.
Now, I saw something yesterday on Mike Rupert's website, and I'm on his email list, so every time when they have updates, I always click on it to see what they're doing. And the headline was, there has to be a big crisis. There has to be a big crisis. So it almost seemed like they want there to be a big crisis, or that they need there to be a big crisis. Why is that? So they can keep going with this fear-mongering. I mean, I've heard from many people that have worked for Mike Rupert, and they say the same thing. They said this guy's whole shtick is based upon fear.
Yeah,
so
from what we hear, just working with Mike Rupert is a big crisis.
Exactly. So when they proclaim this headline, there has to be a big crisis, it's like they want it so they can keep perpetuating the fear so they can make their living off of it.
Right. Remember, whoever controls perception wins.
Right. Now, there's another thing. I was out early yesterday morning, and I was listening to the radio to George Norrie, and they had a guest on that was speaking about fear. And the thing he was talking about was how detrimental constant doses of fear are to a person's body, to such extent that it makes the person sick. So, Lisa, if there's people listening to these massive fear-mongering shows for hour after hour after hour every day, what does it do to them?
Well, it creates anxiety. It creates stress. And we all know by now that stress can have detrimental, damaging effects upon our health. And fear traumatizes people. It's one of the best ways to control people.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I just got an email today where somebody was saying they can't even stand listening to Alex Jones' show anymore because 3 hours of that is very bad for his head. And it certainly is.
Yeah, so not only are these guys making people run under their beds and hide in fear, they're making them sick. They're making them physically ill by constantly drumming this fear into their brain 3 hours every day. It's not good for them.
Right. Well, you know, your thoughts definitely can affect your physical health. So you should think about that and maybe try to go toward more empowering, positive-minded shows.
Right. Now, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, there's an article called Behind the Scenes Operatives. And we briefly touched upon this yesterday at the end of our show, but we didn't have time to really get into it as in-depth as we would like to. And we'd like to let everyone know what's happening behind the scenes and how there are people within this own movement that are trying to sabotage what we're doing here at Wing TV.
It's just incredible, and they're so sneaky and cowardly about it. You know, everything that we do, we come right out and we say it. We say it on our show, on our video show. We don't wear wigs and stuff like that. You know, we what we say behind the scenes, we say to you right on our show.
Right, and this creates quite a bit of criticism of us because people still aren't able to really grasp what we're saying or willing to accept it. But on the other hand, we get a lot of positive reinforcement
from this,
and we think that's one of the main reasons why our viewership has tripled. You know, why we've had to triple our bandwidth in the last couple of months.
I think part of the reason why a lot of people are starting to turn around is because when they contact us, they have a very good chance of talking to us on the phone if we're around, and we try to answer as many emails as we can, whereas we get constantly told by people that they email Alex Jones or they email a lot of these other talk show hosts and they get no response ever.
Inaccessible. Or they get one of those auto-generated responses like you would get from Time Magazine or whatever.
Or George Bush.
Yeah. So what we do here is we come out and either via our articles or our TV and radio show is we say straight up directly what we have to say. On the other hand, these people, as Lisa said, they sneak around behind our backs. They sneak around behind the curtain.
Well, they try to twist other people's arms to have nothing to do with us or our books or our articles or our website.
Yeah, and we hear this. See, they think that people don't talk, that they're going to do these little sneaky things, their little dirty tricks campaign, and we're not going to find out about it. But these people that run the websites, they'll call us or they'll email and they'll say, hey, this person, XYZ, just contacted us, and they kind of urge them not to link to our site.
More coercive persuasion.
Right. Or they urge them not to sell our products. And, you know, there's nothing stand-up whatsoever. They all lurk behind the scenes, and it seems like it's the same. They're playing off the same page as the CIA and the government does.
They're really not paying attention because over the last few years, there hasn't been much that's gone under our radar.
Yeah.
For some reason, they continue to underestimate the fact that we find out about these things.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about them when we do.
Yeah, and we have such a huge network of people that contact us and call us that we find out about it a lot of times instantly. And we have to point out that when these people are contacting the website owners and saying, don't link to Wing TV or don't run their articles, whatever. It's not the government directly doing it. It's not the CIA doing it. It's people, well-known people, within the alternative media and the Patriot movement.
Who very well could be linked to the government or the CIA or to some disinformation group funded by the CIA, etc.
And I'll hearken back again to Eric Hupschmidt's article.
Yep.
He said that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of paid operatives in this movement that are employed directly by the government and or CIA to come in here and sabotage the truth sites, the legitimate, authentic truth sites.
Right. And the way that these people, these operatives in the alternative media and so-called 9/11 truth movement gatekeeper groups operate is just mirrors the way the government and the mainstream media operate. It's just a mirror. You need to turn your attention to those groups and check out what they're doing.
Yeah, and another thing they'll use is economic blackmail. They'll say, well, we'd really love to carry your books or we'd love to buy some books, but it sure would be nice if you would turn against Wing TV and take our side. Now, why, Lisa, why are they spending so much time focusing their attention on us? Why?
I don't know. I think that we have a lot more people finally realizing that we've remained consistent, that we are straightforward, we're straight up, and we're not cluttering our show with a lot of commercials and with a lot of disinfo and fear-mongering, and I think a lot of people are waking up. They see this. They don't like it. They're trying to put a lid on it.
Yeah.
And they can't.
Yeah. Another way that they're able to contain or suppress news is that they have the big, well-known news sites, the alternative news sites, and I'm saying that facetiously. And what they'll do is people will call us up and say, you know what, you're exactly right about what you said about X, Y, or Z, And I'd love to talk out about that, too. I'd love to write an article. But if I do,
right,
Jeff Rentz won't run my articles anymore. So what? And then they'll say, well...
Or GCN will can my show.
Yeah. And so they'll say, I'll say, well, so what then? Rentz doesn't carry your article. Who cares? And they'll say, well, you know, I get more hits off of that site than any site, so if I lose that, then I won't be able to sell my little books, you
and
know, my products.
Some people are doing it for popularity and attention.
Yeah. So it all comes down again to economic leverage, and they're not allowed to speak out because of the same tactics used by the mainstream media. When we went over that James Bamford article, they admitted that the people in the mainstream media that step outside the parameters, that aren't going in lockstep, are punished.
Right.
Now, what does this tell you about what's going on in the alternative media? If you step outside the boundaries, boom.
Yeah.
You're punished likewise.
We see this happening all the time in the alternative media, too. People getting punished for exercising their freedom of speech. People like Peter Schenck.
Right.
You know? Perfect example. He's penalized because... Yeah. He exercised his freedom of speech and conducted a very good interview, a very respectful, intelligent interview with a person who the owner of the network didn't agree with.
Yeah, and we have to ask ourselves at this point, how valuable do we cherish this right to free speech and freedom of the press? Does it matter at all? Because it sure as hell does to us, and we see so many of these supposed truth seekers,
mm-hmm.
independent journalists that aren't free and that aren't independent at all because they're being squelched or they're being maintained and controlled with the same tactics that those in the mainstream media
freedom
are.
Freedom of speech is more necessary to protect the unpopular opinion than it is to protect the popular opinion.
And as we said at the end of that Dave Von Kleist article yesterday, the final line was, this isn't about any more money or selling videos. It's about the truth.
Well, for some of us, it's never been about money. For, I would say, the majority of the people with the big websites and the big shows, that's all it's been about.
Right.
Or mostly what it's been about.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, these people have made exorbitant amounts of money over the last few years, capitalizing on the nation's deceptions and the lies the government has told and the tragedies that have befallen our country. So they've made their money. Now, can they put that aside and just start telling the truth?
Yeah. And quite honestly, and I hate to say this, but I believe in their minds, they look at the Patriot movement as suckers. It's like, we can put this crap out there, and since nobody questions us, we can just keep manipulating these people and sucking their money out of them. It's the same concept as the televangelists use.
Like we've written about this before, too, where we were going on the Power Hour show.
Yep.
And I got a call from Dave Von Kleist the day before that show.
The night before,
and he said, could you please not talk about Art Bell because Joyce, my wife Joyce, that's Joyce Riley, wants to continue to be able to get onto George Norrie's show to sell our products.
Right.
Now, I mean, that's exactly what the guy said to me.
And the reason why we were booked to do the Dave Von Kleist show, the Power Hour, was this was after Art Bell sided up with Benjamin Chertoff of Popular Mechanics.
And I called into the show and got on the show.
And slammed all the 9/11 researchers. So they're agents. They have agents. They have people. We don't have agents or people. But we were booked specifically to talk about what a creep, what a sellout Art Bell was.
We were booked to talk about my phone call into the Art Bell show.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dave Von Kleist, I guess, effectively quashed that idea because he was afraid that Joyce wouldn't be able to get on George Norrie's show and continue to sell products because they have a very big audience.
Guess what? We still talk about what a creep Art Bell is.
Anyway. You know, just the fact that he would make a phone call like that and ask somebody to do that and make no bones about it.
Yeah, and it shows that he once again put selling videos, selling healthcare products,
making money
before the truth. And how long are we going to tolerate this kind of behavior? We don't listen to these shows anymore that we include in our book, No More Illusions. We just absolutely, positively refuse to listen to them anymore because, first of all, we don't want our mind polluted with this fear. And as we said, this stuff makes people sick. It makes you sick.
Part of taking care of yourself is taking care of your mental health and your psychological well-being. And these things can manifest into your body as physical symptoms. So you really need to start paying attention, because what you think about can actually affect your health in a very damaging way.
Right. It's good to stand up against the government. It's good to stand up against the alternative.
But you won't be able to do it if you're laid out sick.
Right.
From being freaked out.
Or if you allow these behind-the-scenes operatives to keep existing. Get away from them. Just like you've gotten away from the mainstream media.
The whole thing is we need to stay strong.
Yep.
And in order to stay strong, we have to take care of ourselves. And we have to pay attention to what's going on and shift ourselves more toward the things that are going to help us move forward and progress, rather than things that are going to stifle, suppress, and hold us back.
Now, tomorrow is the anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, or should we say the Franklin Roosevelt allowed Japanese attack.
I don't want to hear anybody emailing me telling me how Roosevelt was an American hero. Roosevelt was an American traitor.
Roosevelt was one of the most evil men to ever operate in this country ever in the history of it. He is as low as they come. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Also, we're going to have Mr. Patriot Jim Kujua on, who's going to give us an update on the Tampa 9/11 conference. Supposedly there's a press conference today, and then the thing actually starts tomorrow night. So he's going to be in attendance, and he's going to give us his thoughts on this press conference and also what he expects and his impressions of the rallies he's been going to with the anti-war crowd.
Yeah, I have great faith that there's going to be a lot of good 9/11 truth coming out in Tampa, because we have Morgan Reynolds and Eric Hupschmidt.
Yeah.
And I am looking forward to hearing what they have to say and the reception of the audience.
And we just hope that somehow Dave von Kleist read this article, took it to heart, and does the right thing and doesn't mislead people with his nonsense.
The truth is more important than making money on videos.
That's right.
And at some point, some of these people out there need to realize that they've made a lot of money off of this 9/11 event. But now it's time to put that aside and tell the truth.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing Radio. Until then, thanks for tuning in. Keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you then.